Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I don't know. Do you get all worked up and then sometimes sit at home and think, all right, I got to calm down here. I need to try to be objective about what's happening around me. And, you know, if you're a political person, I'm a political person. I've been in and around politics my entire life since I was a kid. So I want to assure you, if you listen to this show, I do check myself. I think, am I being a Republican activist here, or am I being a journalist? Am I being objective? Am I, you know, I've got a point of view and it's a strong point of view, but I do want to be honest about what's happening and not just a hack on the radio. I have to tell you, though, having lived in the city of Richmond, having lived in Chesterfield County, having lived in a bunch of different places in Henrico County, and now with family out in Goochland, I think we got a problem here in Central Virginia, crime-wise. And, you know, it's the big headline is always when somebody gets shot and killed, or they're, you know, it's horrible to talk about, but when they're rapes and things like that that are happening. But there's a lot of little stuff that indicates that we've got a crime problem. And I've mentioned it several times this morning that in my neighborhood out near Short Pump, over the last couple of months, I have gotten several notices on Nextdoor, you know, that app that tells you what's happening around your neighborhood. They have said, oh, watch out, you know, people broke into cars last night. And, you know, if it happens once, I figure it's just some jerk who did it one night. But no, it's happened a lot. And I don't remember that growing up here. I grew up on Lauderdale Drive, the other end of Lauderdale Drive from where I live now. That's where I grew up. And then in Kingsley. So I just don't remember this stuff. Now, Jim Gilmore, former ambassador, former governor of Virginia. He was also attorney general of Virginia. You know, he started his public career as the Commonwealth's attorney here in Henrico. So when I started thinking about this, I was like, let's get Governor Gilmore on here and ask him for his perspective as somebody who's still a resident here. What do you think? Is this just kind of the cycle of life and this is normal? Or do you think we've got a crime problem brewing here?
Well, John, thanks for the chance to be on your show.
Of course, yes,
and,
sir.
And a chance to talk to you about this this issue. I'm glad to be back from Vienna, Austria, where I was ambassador. And you've asked me to begin to talk about some of these issues. You know, in preparation for this, I just went on the Internet last night, and it's stunning what you're really seeing going on right now in the central cities. You know, I looked at it, and there have been attacks and shootings that are going on in D.C., in San Francisco, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Texas, in Long Beach, California. I mean, I can go on all day, particularly Chicago. A lot of shootings going on in Chicago. And I think what we're seeing is particularly that people are beginning to wake up to the fact that the American left wing wants to blame all this on guns. Over the weekend, I watched the Kansas City mayor, Lucas, who said, well, these are crimes committed by firearms. Well, I think he misspoke, but they're not crimes committed by firearms. They're crimes committed by people. And that's until you begin to focus on the behavior of people, then you really don't begin to address this problem. And the problem is that we have to address the fact that we don't really have a very good information about what's going on out there in the central cities other than the simple reporting of the shootings. So I think there's a lot that still could be done.
I mean, it's not a different population now if we focus on the Richmond area, is it? I mean, it's still the same families that are here. I mean, what do you think is the root cause of this, other than a kind of lax prosecution, right? Once somebody identifies themselves to you as a criminal, I mean, am I making this up, or isn't it likely that they're going to commit multiple crimes? It's usually not a one-off situation.
Well, you know, even though I was Commonwealth's attorney and attorney general on law enforcement issues, I don't present a lecture to people about what's going on in their communities. But I think that the truth is that the culture today is anti-police. That it's attacks on police. Just in the past 24 hours, there have been killings of police in both Atlanta, Georgia, and also in Vancouver, Washington, near Seattle. Mm. But I think that the police chiefs are beginning to wake up to this. The Richmond police chief came out and said, look, we've got to do something about, you know, what's going on in the community. He didn't really focus so much on this fake issue, this diversion issue of guns. And we also saw the police chief in Chicago who came on. They've just been killing after killing after killing in Chicago. I have a suspicion, John. Well, first of all, there are two things. Number one, we've tried to set down an environment in America today that's anti-police. You remember all this defund the police?
Oh, yeah.
The Black Lives Matter people marched down to the Richmond Police Department, surrounded it, set a car on fire, and all that kind of thing. So it's an anti-police culture, and yet the police are the people, the only people that can keep this anywhere alike under control. So what's going on out there in the communities right now is a tragedy for all the communities where this is occurring, and we have a duty to enforce the law and to try to intervene and address this to keep the community safe. That's what we have a duty to do.
Do you think that the mindset has changed in the prosecutor's offices, that instead of having a duty to protect the community, there's a duty to, become social justice warriors in an elected office? I mean, has it gotten to that point, you think?
Yeah, it has. And Los Angeles is a terrible example. Lots of shootings and going on out there, but the prosecutor out there is letting people go. There was some evidence, I believe, in Portland, Oregon, where they just said, well, if people break in and steal things, they're poor people, so they have a right to do that. These are all sending messages out there that the law is not going to be enforced. I've heard of very lax prosecution practices going on in RICO, for example. And I just think that we're sending a message out there. But I want to say one thing to you before I run out of time.
Okay.
My frustration is we don't know what's really going on. Every time there's sort of a crackpot case where somebody goes out there and just shoots for no reasons because they're mentally ill, that's broadcast. But if there's stuff going on there with gang violence, and all the evidence seems to point to that, that there's a war going on in our central cities for control of the cities and the city streets between gangs, perhaps for the purpose of getting territories to sell drugs or narcotics. But there's certainly turf battles going on. I could give you the examples that I've written down on the page. Remember, we just had a shooting in the Nationals stadium in Washington, D.C. And then a couple hours later, there was a counter shooting that took place up near a restaurant area up in Washington. It's clearly tit for tat and back and forth and a war going on among these gangs. The problem is that people are getting caught in the crossfires, and the community is entitled to know that they themselves and their children are safe. But we don't know what's going on. And I would say this. I recognize that the police don't want to reveal a lot of information and taint the prosecution. I was doing that when I was Commonwealth's attorney. But I'll tell you, when the cases are over with, I think that we have an obligation to go back and inform the community of what actually was going on. There's so much of a gap between the shooting and the prosecution for the shooting that the public is misinformed. They don't know. And I think we have a duty to know what's going on out there so that the public can address these public policy issues correctly.
Do you think there's a difference now with gang violence compared to what it was? When were you Commonwealth Attorney? Late 80s, right? Early 90s?
Yeah, 87 to 93. Okay. And then I became the Attorney General of Virginia.
Right.
You think it's different now? Well, we're seeing a rise now. Yes, we are seeing a rise now, but I think that's because of the advent of narcotics. They're very heavily coming in across the southern border. There's a heavy, heavy drug trafficking going on. We're, of course, by legalizing marijuana, we're pretty much legalizing that lifestyle. So that's going on. But mainly, I think the real problem is that just in the past couple of years, we're seeing messages being sent that violence, particularly against police officers, and violence against each other is okay. And it isn't okay. This is an extremely serious situation. I think that we are seeing a rise, not just in Richmond, but across the entire country, particularly in the cities and the urban areas. I mean, I can give you example after example, but your listeners can do that themselves. Just go Google, you know, shootings in cities, and you'll get the example after example. Chicago is terrible.
Yeah. Well, I hate to say it, even on my trip out west the last 2 weeks, I would try to sample some of the local news, and I don't know. It just seems like, objectively, it seems like there's an uptick here, and I think it's significant and needs to be addressed somehow, and we're doing the exact opposite of what we need to do to try to lock up the bad guys. And you've seen it firsthand over many decades, and I appreciate you coming on. Well, let's continue to talk about it as we get closer to Election Day. Ambassador Jim Gilmore, former governor of Virginia, I appreciate it.
Thanks for the chance to be on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.